difference can be.
Stephen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Clay Cohut from the studios of KWAM in Memphis as move across the country this week. Stevensville, Texas tomorrow into El Paso to KTSM on Wednesday. The Kiva, K-I-V-A studios on Thursday down to Lake Havasu, K-N-T-R on Friday. And lots of fun getting to know a lot of people, getting to know a lot about the communities. Been a while since I've been in Memphis, so I'm going to spend some time this hour and maybe in the next hour, as time allows, so you can find out a little bit more about this city other than Elvis. There are a whole lot of things going on here. So we have, as a matter of fact, the Blues Foundation, Richie, you'll love this.
Ooh.
The Blues Foundation is here. We're going to talk to Joe Whitmer, who runs it, later on this hour. We're going to meet Abby Dane, who runs the Memphis Zoo. Some of the more popular musicians who live here now are Aretha. The Bar-Kays live here.
I love the Bar-Kays.
I think maybe in terms of where they got started and where they lived both together, Johnny Cash lived and worked here during his career. Bobby Blue Bland, I always love saying.
Oh, you love that.
Bobby Blue Bland. Say Bobby Blue Bland. Hank Crawford, Steve Cropper. Richie loves Steve Cropper.
The Colonel.
The Duck. It's also Donald Dunn.
Donald Duck Dunn,
both
yeah.
Those guys were in the Blues Brothers. Al Green lives here, one of the great Grays. Terrible interview, but he's a wonderful musician. Isaac Hayes got started here. He passed away, 2 years ago? Isaac. He had that brain aneurysm thing.
You're thinking of Lou Rawls. It was the terrible interview.
Okay.
Al Green
was
good.
Al was okay,
yeah.
Booker T. comes from this neck of the woods. Jerry Lee Lewis, the Marquis, Otis Redding, Elvis, of course, Charlie Rich, Sam and Dave. Sam the Sham. Remember the Pharaohs?
Yep.
Sam the Sham.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Was Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay? Is that the song?
That was him. Very good play.
Carla Thomas is from here.
Oh, yeah, Carla
Justin Timberlake grew up here.
Oh, I love JT.
Ike Turner. I never get too excited about him. And other well-known people who live here now. Kathy Bates lives in Memphis. Rick Dees. Lives as a home right outside. He's got a big farm outside. Well, he had his start in his career. I remember when he told me we had an interesting friendship for a while. His first wife and I became friends, and then it wasn't that kind of friends, Richie, so don't even be thinking about that. But she worked for a radio network, and then Rick and I got to be compadres, and the story about him coming from here, he loved being here. I think he started on a little station in North Carolina, but he got to Memphis. And he really hit the fast track really quickly. He took on well, and then got to Los Angeles. Morgan Freeman is from here. Wink Martindale, my God, I didn't know.
Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Tim McCarver, the sports guy, is from here.
Yeah.
I don't know who Woody Page is. Anybody know who Woody Page is?
Uh-uh.
I don't know who Woody Page is. We know Sam Phillips is from here, as is Sybil Shepherd. And we know that the St. Jude's Hospital is here because Danny Thomas lived here. Fred Dalton Thompson was a Tennessee senator, actor, was involved. He's a lawyer. First really well-known position was as a Republican lawyer on the Watergate Committee, the Watergate Commission. Remember that? When
Woody Page is at the sports writer for was for the Denver
Woody Page,
Post,
really?
ESPN guy. Yeah.
All right, so we'll get to know a lot about these people as we spend some time here today in the area itself. The music, congratulations to all the winners. Last night, the Golden Globes, there are lots of people we expected to win and some people we didn't expect to win, and some controversy that you didn't expect to have regarding the whole business of who got into places of honor. Behind the scenes, things were getting pretty ugly. Late in the week, a publicist who worked for the Hollywood Foreign Press Association sued them for $2 million. In his suit, a fellow named Michael Russell claims that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is responsible for the Globes, is completely corrupt. He's accused them of nominating their favorites in exchange for gifts and vacations from the studios. Members sell media credentials and red carpet space to those who will pay the most for them.
Duh.
Members accept payment from studios and producers to lobby other members for nominations, and the organization always directs the fellow who had been the PR person to bury stories regarding the group's unethical practices. So he's going to be telling that story.
Does that really shock anybody?
I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to think there's some cleanliness around someplace. But
De Niro. De Niro said last night, he took a jab at him saying, was it the foreign press, thank you for voting for me for this, you know, the Cecil B. DeMille Award. He goes, even though all of you all have left the country already or been kicked out of the country or something like that, much like the wait staff.
Yeah. Oh, if you, Richie, there's two clips there, 1446 and 1447. Why don't you play those to back up, because that more or less underscores what you're talking about.
Thank you for this extraordinary honor. I was very, very moved and gratified when you made the announcement 2 months ago, well before you had a chance to review Little Fockers. Yeah. I saw those. It's okay. We all have our jobs to do. Thank you for your tireless work in promoting our industry all over the world. Thank you. And the important thing is that we are all in this together. The filmmakers who make the movies and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association members who in turn pose for pictures with the movie stars. I'm sorry more members of the foreign press aren't with us tonight, but many of them were deported right before the show. Along with most of the waiters. And Javier Bardem. Along with this award, I'm announcing a DVD box set of all the work, of all my work, so that if you've missed, say, Jackknife the first time round, you'll be able to catch up. And I'll be selling them in the lobby right after I post for some more more pictures with the remaining members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. These movies, all of them, are like my children, except that my children are more expensive and you can't remake them in 3D to push up the grosses. You do the best you can with your children. You do the best you can making movies. At a certain point, you just have to let both of them go and hope for the best. It's up to the audiences to decide if it's entertainment, the critics to decide if it's good, and ultimately posterity to decide if it's art. And for the children, you just hope the movies do well enough so you can keep them in private schools. Thank you for this. Thank you very much.
All right, so there's De Niro. That's kind of cool. Well, that was good. You know, there were some good moments there. Not great moments for Patriots fans. The Patriots lost to New York.
Back down.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was kind of going for the Jets.
Okay. Good for you, Jennifer. Will you be tomorrow morning?
I was a little sad about the Ravens, though.
Yeah. In a moment, we meet Abby Dane, who directs the Memphis Zoo, and we'll find out who's here. They have set aside a special cage for Rich McFadden at the... so he'd be coming down to the
Throw
Memphis
him some
Zoo.
Peanuts.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe a banana.
Actually, Roberta would be more.
Yeah, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, as I have said. We are in Memphis today, Bob and I, and you, because you're traveling along with me. And one of the things that is neat about Memphis is the Memphis Zoo, which has been voted the number one zoo in America by TripAdvisor, yes.
Wow.
And the person who here, from now on, Richie, will represent. Actually, you might be a good person, but you guys should. Roberta's here. She knows a lot about animals and zoos and stuff. I should let you guys.
I live in one.
Although I don't know that she can actually hear you. That's the problem. She may be able to hear you. Let's try this. This is, we're having wonderful technical fun here. I'm going to see if we can make all of this work. Abby, say hi to everybody, including Rich and Jennifer
Roberta
and Clay.
Roberta's
Clay.
There.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Say hi to Abby.
Hello.
Hi,
Abby.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. So now you're not helping the situation.
My favorite animal in the zoo are the monkeys.
So what do you have? What's good about the zoo here? What do you have, Abby, that's great?
We've got a lot of great things going on at the zoo, especially right now. Everybody thinks that the winter is a slow time for the zoo, but we've actually got a lot of fun things going on. We've got an ice rink that's open right now until the end of January. So we've got half-price admission going on. It's always cold at the zoo this time of year, but it's always a great time to see the animals. They're very feisty when it's cold.
Did you say you have an ice rink?
We have an ice rink. It opened at the beginning of, or actually the end of November. And it was part of our holiday festivities.
What happens? Who goes to the ice rink?
Ice skate, everybody.
Right?
We've got people of all ages enjoying ice.
So it's not the animals on the ice rink.
No, not this time.
Well, I was thinking, the animals
cool.
on the ice rink. Why it's a zoo. Why wouldn't you think the animals would be on the ice rink?
That's
ice
right. Rink? And actually, a lot of our promotions have a polar bear on ice. So I guess a lot of people might think they are on ice.
All right, so why are you the number one zoo in America, according to TripAdvisor? What goes on there that isn't going on? Every major city has a zoo.
That's right. We're actually one of only four cities in the country that has giant pandas. So that's one thing that makes us really stand out from other zoos in the country. But when you go to the zoo, it's actually about a two-hour self-guided tour. And that's something that a lot of other zoos aren't able to do. It's a pretty compact zoo, but we've got a lot of ground you can cover. You can catch the pandas. We've got polar bears and sea lions. And we've got a lot of endangered animals that you can't find at just about any zoo.
All right. So endangered, yes. Also dangerous.
That's right. There
right?
are some.
They are. Well, the pandas are. How are they?
Well, when you see pandas, you probably can't believe they're very dangerous because they're very docile animals. They sleep a lot.
But if you get near one of their cubs.
Yeah, don't do that. We've also got polar bears and the grizzlies. Those are also some animals you don't want to get near, but they're a lot of fun to watch.
How close have you come to them?
Not close at all. I've been in one of the backstage areas with the polar bears once, but I don't do that. I let the trained people handle that situation.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would be much fun. All right, so we'll find out more. The zoo is the focus here. 800-510-8255. Our travel to Memphis in the good spots, the hot spots in Memphis. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
If I could talk to the animals. 23 after the hour, Dutch Evans Good Day program in Memphis, and the lady who is from the zoo is here. The Memphis Zoo is the number one zoo in America, according to TripAdvisor, and one of only 4 zoos that has the giant pandas. How hard was that for you to get, Abby?
That was actually just an agreement that was worked out between us and actually some of the Chinese government. That was actually some relations between our folks and them, and it's just part of a conservation program, actually. That, as everyone probably knows, giant pandas are endangered. So it's all part of a reproductive conservation program to help strengthen that population.
So how many zoos are there? San Diego Zoo has pandas. Where else do you find
Washington.
Pandas?
San Diego Zoo.
Washington has them, Richie says.
Zoo Atlanta and National Zoo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So why here?
You know, it was just part of that relationship that was built over a period of time, and we built a really great exhibit, state-of-the-art exhibit, that was really helpful to get them here and build the kind of environment that they would need to have just a great habitat here that's very far from where they're used to living. So
yeah, I would think it would be a lot different. The conditions would be a lot different here.
Oh, yeah.
So what did we trade? What did we give the Chinese for Memphis?
I don't think we had to trade anything.
Did you have to give them anything?
I don't think so.
Oh. Maybe give them some Elvis memorabilia. I wonder if the Chinese like Elvis. I bet they do.
I think everybody likes Elvis.
Yeah, you're right about that. How far is the zoo from Graceland?
We're only about probably a 20-minute drive, actually. It's not far at all.
So what are the other things? When people come to Memphis, they go to Elvis, they go to the zoo. Where else do you have like a tour of things that will bring tourists into town? Because Memphis is really a much stronger tourist destination than one would think. You know, again, everybody only thinks about unless you're sick, you go to St. Jude's, but you want to come and see Graceland, but then what do you do when you're here?
That's right. I mean, we've got a lot of things, and one great thing about Memphis is how centrally located a lot of things are. People can go to Sun Studio right downtown where Elvis himself recorded some.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You can go to the Peabody where it's just a world-class hotel right there in downtown Memphis and see the Duck March and that kind of thing.
I stayed there once. It was really good. That was really, you know, that reminds me. The last time I was here, that's where I stayed. And I remember seeing the duck.
That's right. It's a big deal.
People it is really a big deal.
It's a lot of fun to see that.
Yeah,
and
it really
it's
is.
It's just a big Memphis tradition. There's a lot of great athletics things going on here. We've got the Memphis Redbirds and the Memphis Grizzlies, NBA. So there's a lot of things just really for everybody all around Memphis.
The Grizzlies?
That's right.
Why do they call them the Grizzlies?
That's a good question. Maybe they named them after the zoo animals. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like. All right, so I won't spend a lot of time on that. The Timberwolves.
That's right.
The animals that are unique, I don't know anything about timberwolves, actually. What is there about them that would make them interesting for people to want to come see? Do people come to the zoo because they want to see one thing, or do they come because maybe they come for the pandas or they come for the polar bears, that kind of thing? But what else are they going to see while they're there?
Well, we've got a great membership base of people who are they're members of the zoo, so they pay an annual fee to then go to the zoo anytime they want. So we've got a lot of people who come, and they might come just to see one thing for that day, or if they're a first-time visitor, they might try to see the whole thing all at once. But
people who listen to this program are all around the country.
That's right.
So they're not going to get – they don't care about the year-long thing. They just want to come and hit the highlights. They want to come to the zoo – and they want to see the highlights. So what are the highlights besides what we've enumerated?
I would definitely see our China exhibit where the giant pandas are. You can also see our Northwest Passage exhibit, which is with polar bears and sea lions and black bears. And also we've got bald eagles in that exhibit. But if you go to Teton Trek, that just opened in 2009, we've got grizzly bears and timber wolves and elk. And the really great thing about that exhibit is you literally feel like you're stepping out of Memphis and stepping into Yellowstone National Park. I mean, there's a huge Grand Lodge when you first walk up, and we've got a 30-foot geyser that shoots water into the air every few minutes. And
really?
It just really is a huge transformation when it feels like you're walking out of Memphis and straight into a national park.
Got any cows?
We actually do have cows in our
really?
Once Upon a Farm exhibit. We've got Jersey cows, and we've got several farm animals down there.
Yeah, Jersey cows. I have a dairy farm. Jersey cows make
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Those big black things, forget them.
That's right.
Right? The Jerseys are there. I've not heard of a zoo before that had cows. I was being facetious when I asked the question, not knowing that there were cows in the zoo.
There's something for everybody.
Well, you see, that's the thing. So many people are so far away from the farm experience that it does probably fit there in that sense. Thank you for visiting with us. Abby Dane, who is from the Memphis Zoo here on Good Day, 28 past
I'm
the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Obama administration is granting the U.S. Commerce Department authority to create an Internet ID program. You won't be receiving national ID cards linking you to an online identity, but the program hopes to eliminate the need to memorize a dozen passwords. Who should be responsible for our cybersecurity? In other news, Verizon will be offering a $30 a month unlimited data plan to new subscribers that purchase an iPhone 4. Large investments into wireless networks make Verizon confident that it can withstand the data consumption. With analysts predicting 12 million iPhone sales in the first year, will Verizon's unlimited plan last longer than AT&T's? Let's hope so. And finally, Apple had 1 million downloads from its Mac App Store on the first day of business. The store features over 1,000 applications, and some developers are amazed by its rapid success, noting twice as many users signing up for their programs through the store. Despite piracy concerns, the App Store window shopping mentality is already paying dividends. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Another last-minute adventure from Hotels.com.
After 9 hours in the car, we were almost home from vacation.
Things were going well. Until...
Sparkles! We left my hamster.
Sparkles.
They headed back for Sparkles, but they didn't know about last-minute deals from Hotels.com.
So we slept... in our car!
Life happens, and when it does, Hotels.com has a last-minute deal. Find over 20,000 last-minute deals every week. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart.
Hey, thinking about dinner options? Going through the categories? Greasy, maybe. Fatty, possibly. Gross. Gross sounds good. No, gross sounds bad. Campbell's Chunky Soup sounds good, like chunky beef and country vegetables, with 100% lean meat and a full serving of veggies, and it's so filling and delicious. That's the category you should be playing in. Food you'll feel good about eating. That's where I play.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. Wonders.
Program at 33 after the hour from Memphis, the studios of KWAM. A lot of people are talking about having to milk the Golden Globe moments, which are kind of cool. Nice to see Sandra Bullock there and Justin Bieber and Michael Douglas looking actually not
bad. He looked great.
I don't think he looked bad at all. I didn't see too much of it, but what I saw too much of was Ricky Gervais. What a zero.
Yeah,
how these people, this guy is amusing.
He's terrible.
I
think he's funny. I like him.
Yeah, okay, well.
I don't think most of the audience did.
No, the audience doesn't get him. He's, never mind. We want to be positive. So we'll get to some of the highlights, the good stuff from the Globes, and also some other quick television news, because I want to spend some time meeting Joe Whitmer, who is from the Blues Foundation, which is headquartered here in Memphis. Man, if there's anything that Memphis is known for, right, it ought to be the blues. Nashville is country. Memphis is the blues. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, though, the tradition is that Roberta Fasanelli joins us with her Queen of Cheap. Why not today? We don't have to. Just because I'm in Memphis, that doesn't mean you're not still cheap,
Roberta. She's the
Roberta.
Queen of Cheap. The diva of Tumster Time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Well, here's one just for you, Doug. If you're still on the road come March 1st, it's National Pancake Day, and IHOP is giving free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's all day long. That's 10 p.m. Free pancakes at IHOP. So you combine them with your free coupons from Waffle House. Like, man, you can eat on the road for absolutely nothing. Here's some music to listen to. Jack Johnson. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He is terrific.
Yeah,
there's a free.
Yeah, we've seen
him
at Jazz Fest.
Yep. Free MP3 download of his latest song called Flake. And that's courtesy of Amazon. We've got free
Which
Nexus.
Is perfect for you, Roberta.
Yep. A free Nexus Pro Men's sample for hair care products. If you love to do crafts, Hotel Lobby is another big craft store. We've got a coupon and an online code for 40% off. 40%. That's a lot. I use that to buy picture frames.
and stuff like that, because those are pretty high-ticket items. Valentine's Day is coming up, and you can get 24 free photo Valentine Day cards from See Here. That's one of the photo sites. This is really cool. You know edible arrangements? They're like flower arrangements,
yeah,
but they're made out of fruit.
Yeah, they're pretty.
You can get a dozen gourmet dipped fruits, chocolate dipped fruits. They are so good. I had some this weekend because they sent them to my mother-in-law for her birthday. A dozen for just $10.
Wow, that's cheap.
That's a savings of $15.
Yeah.
It's just January 16th through the 23rd, but you have to pick it up in the store for that price. But this is a terrific gift. Let's say, like, you're going to someone's house for dinner, you want to bring the hostess a little something, or just for yourself. I mean, buy the whole box and eat them. It's like chocolate-covered pineapple and chocolate-covered cantaloupe and chocolate-covered strawberries. They're, like, incredibly good. So just $10 at Edible Arrangements. All on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Just look for my gorgeous face, and you'll get a whole lot of other bargains, too.
Yeah, you sound like Kim Komando. I was listening to Kim over the weekend. She does the most successful weekend program. It's her look at everything. She calls it All Things Digital. And I was letting Kim and I are friends, and I was kind of getting it. I haven't really listened to her program for a long time. She's very good at underscoring who she is and why people listen to the program. And the digital goddess thing comes out very frequently, shall we say, in the way that she presents herself. But there's a program. Man, if you want to learn about what's going on in the world of technology, that is, as I listened to the whole 3 hours on one of the days, Richie, really is a very good program.
Yeah, she does a good job.
So here we are, focused on a number of things. It's Monday the 17th of January. The Golden Globes were last night. Sandra Bullock was a who else won? Let's see, Christian Bale won, mm-hmm. Katie Sagal won, Steve Buscemi won. You were happy about that, Richie. You think that's a good show.
Buscemi's awesome.
Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
Won. Annette Bening, Al Pacino. Was Pacino sitting near De Niro? The two of them are pals. I wonder if they were sitting at the same. Did you watch as the camera was panning around the room?
I did. I didn't see them together, but that doesn't mean they weren't.
No. Let's see here. Jane Lynch for Best Supporting Actress in a miniseries for Glee.
For TV, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. All right, so I'm just looking at some of these things and acknowledging them, but I notice much of the discussion on the morning television programs, anyway, is where you can get away from Oprah and her first the gig with the Piers, what's-his-face, tonight.
Right, that starts tonight.
Ricky Gervais. They're both, by the way, in the same league, as far as I'm concerned. Piers Morgan and Ricky Gervais are both...
You don't like those Englishmen, do you?
Well, I do. I love Englishmen, but I don't think that they're... I don't think that whatever it is that people
who
run
these
networks or who produce these programs think is America is so fascinating. Americans don't get British humor.
No.
For the most part. Some people who get it...
obvious.
You watch the PBS, some of the stuff is funny and you get it. But even when the Monty Python was big, most people in America didn't get it. And so
it's funny stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, it is, but most people don't get it. So they keep pushing these
people. Does anybody else feel like the Brits are taking over our television
airwaves? I know. We're like outsourcing.
Yeah.
First China, now England.
We don't have a lot of creativity here. The guys over there are better at doing what they do than we are.
Well, just like what they did with music in the 70s, the British invasion.
That was in the 60s, Clay, but welcome to the world.
Okay.
It's 21 before the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program from Memphis. And Joe Whitmer, who is with the Blues Foundation, joins us in a moment with some great stories here on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats?
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Sometimes I wonder just what am I fighting for? I win some battles, but I always lose the war.
One of the great things about being able to travel and to visit with the stations and in the folks' hometowns where this program is heard is to get to know what is going on in the communities other than that which is obvious. And the Blues Foundation, which has been set up here in Memphis, Joe Whitmer, who works with this group, it's an international group that is based here that focuses on the big blues past and present, the members, the music. And you've been pretty close to this apparently all your life.
All my life I've worked in the music business, and every genre or subgenre that I've worked in has always come back to the blues. It's all blues-based.
What is a subgenre of the blues? What would we not think of necessarily as having come from the blues, but yet it does?
Rock and roll.
The obvious one is obviously rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Thank you, Richie.
Country.
Richie, don't you love it? I'm having an interview with this guy in the studio in Memphis, and Rich is going to answer the questions in
Washington.
That's right. Good for you, Rich. Congratulations.
It's great stuff.
But he did get it right.
A lot of people do not realize that country music and blues music are so closely related.
I wouldn't have thought that. How so?
Not only are we geographically close, you listen to interviews from a lot of contemporary blues artists today, and they will tell you that the classic blues, classic country artists back in their time of growing up are their inspiration.
All right, so how does Roy Acuff's guitar affect B.B. King's guitar?
They're both made by Gibson.
Okay.
They're both
playing the music.
Their playing style, of course, their playing style, you're going to hear the similarities in the phrasing.
Really?
You will.
How so? And what, I mean, without having an example of it, unless Richie can pick up a Roy Acuff or Chet Atkins or something like that on the guitar and then play a B.B. King guitar riff or something after that.
Well, you're going to notice that the main thing in country is the guitar.
Yep.
And the main instrument in the blues is the guitar. Both of these instruments are stringed instruments are the basis of both music.
So what neurology, what connections in the brain have I wonder if somebody's ever scanned this to figure out why B.B. King's brain brought him to play the guitar the way he did, and Chet Atkins played the guitar, again, using the fact that they have the same instrument. They use, listen to the different sound that comes out of the same instrument.
Life experiences, and you're going to notice that country and blues share a lot of the same life experiences when you get down to the kernel of what the music is, and really your social environment. Socially, country music came from a different place than blues. Blues, actually, your first blues musicians that ever played instruments in the United States were doing exactly what you're doing today, and that's entertaining the people that are actually doing the work and that are actually living on the farms, you know, in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, etc. And the same thing with the country music. Those are the farm workers. Those are the guys that are out there planting the crops. Those are the guys that are attending to the livestock.
All right. As much as this is not supposed to sound the way that it sounds, I wonder if there's a black and a white to this.
Absolutely,
when it comes
there is.
To country, white, blues, black.
Probably yes. Well, I mean, as much as we
Richie
don't.
Said absolutely. There, yeah, I wonder. Is it obvious is, or
it's different interpretations, and again, it's different social things that were going on socially. So a lot of people say that blues music is a depressive music, which it's really not. It's a celebration of life and life experiences. And the same is said for country music. A lot of country music, to people that don't listen to it, is all about drinking and cheating on the wife and et cetera. And the same
which can
thing,
lead to blues.
Which can lead to having the blues, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if there's an experience in terms of the monetary, the caste system. The poor people who liked country music as it began and poor people who enjoyed the blues as it began.
Well, you know, it really just started. The country music and blues music started as a way of entertainment, forms of entertainment. There was no radio back then. There was right. no money really to cash in on. You know, you would tip your favorite musician, black, white,
the
yellow, green.
The street musicians began at this era, and this is the way they performed.
This is the way they performed.
Yeah.
Blues musicians went from plantation, work camp to work camp, entertaining the people that were doing the day-to-day activities. And the same can be said for country music.
Do you have a building, an edifice someplace that not only in terms of the audio historical perspective that you have, but in the pictorial sense, do you have a place where people can go or an online presence where people can go and see as this thing got rooted, where it got rooted and how it got rooted?
Our online presence is blues.org.
Blues.org, Richie, you got that?
So you can go and click around
there.
And spend plenty of time finding out tons of information. Our physical location, we just purchased after 35 years of dreaming. We finally purchased some commercial space on South Main right here in Memphis, Tennessee. 421, the Hotline Building, and we'll have an interpretive center. We'll have music, and of course, it'll be our offices too, where we conduct day-to-day business.
So, are there other people around the world that appreciate this, or is this uniquely American?
This is a uniquely American art form of music, but is appreciated around the world. The rock and roll guys that came over here, the Led Zeppelins, etc., that came to the United
Clapton.
States to play rock and roll
Eric
music.
Eric Clapton.
They came over here actually to learn about the blues.
They did.
The reason that they were able to come over is because they were, at that point, becoming successful musicians in what, at that point in time, they were calling rock and roll.
And they also didn't want to go to Disney World.
They didn't want to go to Disney World.
You know the story, there's a whole controversy about a 9-year-old kid wanting to come over here from England, and he can't get a visa because he's supposedly doesn't fit into the parameters of what somebody who can come to America is supposed to fit into, so they won't give him a visa. There's a whole thing about that going on now.
We could sit here and talk about things like that for
I'm sure.
the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Because we've got the same issues with Americans going other countries to play blues music.
They won't let them in.
And the same thing about from other countries, from specific other countries, they can't get into the United States.
So our culture is being impacted negatively by the realities of the political situation in our country and around the world. Isn't that what a sad statement that is?
It is a very sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so who do we have in the background, Richie?
This is Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters.
I want to be
loved. Blues Foundation. Go to their website, thebluesfoundation.org, right?
Blues.org.
Blues.org. Nice to have you here. Thank you very much. This is great stuff.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Psycho Levine is here with a focus on how images are so important. Michael joins us every week. He is the fellow that runs LCO, Levine Communications Office in Los Angeles, perhaps one of the best known, if not the best known PR advice giver, because I think that's really part of the handle that he has as a fellow that runs a big PR agency in a city that is full of people who, whether they need it or not, want to have somebody carry the water for them. And Michael's been doing it for a lot of the big stars for years. So I call upon his expertise in imagery to ask how you would work over. I'm looking at a billboard, Michael, that appeared in Tucson prior to Monday. The billboard highlighting the radio station that carries Rush Limbaugh, and it says across the top of the billboard, Rush Limbaugh, straight shooter, and there are bullet holes in the background, the backdrop of that message. And needless to say, after what happened Saturday afternoon, Monday morning, that billboard came down. Limbaugh has done a pretty good job, if not a very good job, addressing some of the issues regarding this tragedy. But some of the other hosts who are not quite as smart as he is have tried to make the issue more about them, and it has fallen on deaf ears with the public because the public, even though it doesn't like President Obama's presidency, loved what he had to say at the speech. So these people are tripping over themselves now trying to figure out, okay, what is the status of my image, mine, again, it's back to me. I always criticize Obama. How can you criticize him for the speech? So where do I go?
Well, one of the things I tell my clients when I'm retained by them is that so much of life is timing. Knowing when to say something is almost as important as what to say. Mm-hmm. And clearly, in the midst of a national disaster and catastrophe and terrible tragedy, it is not time. The timing is very inappropriate to speak in ways that can only add to hurt feelings and divisiveness. I watched the president's speech. I must commend him. I thought it was an outstanding speech. He's an outstanding speech giver. It's kind of interesting to watch how the president of the United States has turned into the chief mourner in America at certain moments. I don't know when this exactly began.
Well, Bill Clinton did a lot of that, too.
Yeah. But it is nonetheless true today, and I thought the president did a very good job.
And by the way, there are a lot of hosts who would go on the air and say, you know, I don't like Barack Obama, but – and it just sounded like after a while it was pretty trite because – once you hear it from one or two hosts, that's fine. But everybody else, it's like paddle down dominoes. Everybody said the same thing, and it became, frankly, boring, uninteresting to listen to.
I would agree with you. And again, just a reminder for your wonderful listeners, when you speak to somebody in life, what you say is also matched in its importance by when you say it, you know.
All right, so let's take that thread and go one step further. Sarah
sure.
Palin's response, was it the right thing to say at the right time?
Well, we have to remember that there is an extenuating circumstance of Sarah Palin, and that is that she was really being accused by some outrageously, inappropriately, by being an accessory to murder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has a very special circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah. And so did she, what is the word I'm looking for? Did she acquit herself well?
Yeah, I think under the circumstances, you're a national figure. You're sitting in Alaska one morning, and the next day somebody's accusing you of murder. It's a little hard to know how to respond to that. But I think overall she did adequately in a very difficult and, frankly, unfair circumstance.
Hmm. All right. Let's spend a minute talking about Haiti because the one-year anniversary was this past week.
Right.
And there have been a lot of people criticizing the Red Cross and some of the other groups, the aid groups, who have collected money that sits unspent. The Red Cross has been going through an image problem. They don't seem to get it.
Well, listen, they do have a very significant, you're quite correct, they have a very significant public relations problem. But here's the other problem. And it's something that people don't want to talk about very much because Haiti is in such terrible, terrible, tragic shape.
Mm-hmm.
But the real truth is that the infrastructure of Haiti, prior to the earthquake, was that of an unflushed toilet.
Log on to lbnealert.com for a daily overview of what's going on everywhere in almost every aspect of life. You'll find info there. Michael Levine.